Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we are spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we are here to dish it out. Just a quick heads up, there are spoilers on this menu, so listen at your own risk. Hey everybody, it's Jeanette
and Megan,
and today we are talking about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 13.
Yeah, we're just gonna do a whole review on the season from our perspective, and we hope you enjoy.
So I just wanted to start off by asking you, what would your Real Housewives of Beverly Hills intro be?
I love that you asked this because this was a really fun one to answer. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
People call me a smoke show because when I'm high, I'm entertaining. It's legal for me.
A smoke show. I don't think I've ever heard anyone call you a smoke show.
They haven't, but they're going to start after I start Real Housewives of Jacksonville.
All right.
What would your Real Housewives slogan be?
Okay, so this was very hard for me.
Okay.
I overthought it a lot.
Okay.
And then I went into Chat GPT to help me, and that wasn't much help. It was making a whole entire show script, and I was, no, I just need a one-liner. So anyways, I spent a long time on this, and this is what I have. I wound up with a really good one, a mediocre one, and a horrible one. Which one do you want first?
I want your horrible. No. I want your horrible one first.
Okay, my worst one is you can't spell fabulous without Jeanette.
What's your mediocre one?
The world is my oyster. I like to get shucked wearing my pearls.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't feel like that's mediocre. I think that that is top tier.
Really?
Yeah. So now we're saving the best for last. What was your best one?
Okay, so in my opinion, this would be probably the one I would use. This is my best one. I navigate life with a passport in one hand and an Amazon seller account in the other.
Oh, that one is really good. Yeah.
Okay, those are my intros.
I love them. Cue intro music.
Yes.
Speaking of intros, do you think that Crystal is saying that she's dumb in her intro? Because she says, they say wisdom comes with age, but I'm proving them otherwise.
Oh my gosh. So that's so funny you said that, because when I heard that, I was thinking this could be interpreted in two different ways. You're either proving them wrong because you're so smart, or you're proving them wrong because you're not so smart. And I believe that she's meaning to say she's so smart for her age. But I will be the first to say I haven't done any research on the show, like, really hasn't gone into depth about Crystal's intelligence. So I'm like wondering, why does she think she's so smart for her age? I looked it up. She's 40 years old. It's not like she's in her 20s.
She prevented her brother from getting married to the love of his life. But also that's kind of on the brother. Like, have some balls and be like, fuck you guys. No.
Yeah, she seems very controlling. I think she thinks she's saying, oh, I'm so smart and young. Okay, so I always ask you this question, so I'm going to continue to always ask. Who has your favorite fashion in the Beverly Hills cast, and who has your least favorite?
My favorite fashion, honestly, is Erica. I feel like she always looks like a Barbie. I love her clothes. She's like hot Barbie. Least favorite? Oh, well, I also like Sutton.
Okay.
I know that she wears some kind of crazy, kooky things, but I love that. I love mm-hmm. the cat sweaters. I love, you know, when she's sitting in the confessional and she has this like baby blue off-the-shoulder dress and it has flowers on it?
Yeah.
I think that's gorgeous. I like her style. She's fun.
That's so weird. I thought you were going to like Dorit or Kyle.
So my least favorite fashion. is Dorit.
I know you so well.
So well. Dorit and Garcelle. Her outfits are okay, but I just, they're just not my fave. And I feel like Dorit, I want to like her outfits. Like, I love that she wears those matching pieces. I like the ribbons in her hair, but something's off. And I don't know what it is, but she's just not my fave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Who's your favorite and least favorite?
My favorite is also Erica. You stole my answer. I just feel like she has a very glamorous casual style. Like, I love casual, mm-hmm. but she does it so well.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can also be super duper glamorous. She pulls off both glamorously.
And I feel like the outfits and the colors that she like wears complement her. And like, I don't know if she has a stylist or if she does that by herself, but she's doing a great job.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she has a stylist. And then my least favorite is Sutton.
What?
I know. Okay, so she has cute stuff. It's just not my style. Like that thing she wore at the dinner with the mirrors all over it.
Oh, I thought that was cool.
I hated that.
I was afraid that she would get cut, though. Like, I would be terrified to wear it. Yeah, because, you know, I'm afraid to get cut.
I didn't even think of that. There's also a confessional where she looks like a chicken. Like, she's got, like, these thin feathers.
I love that, too.
Okay. It's, like, it's cool stuff, but I just – it's just not my style.
Understandable. Okay.
But it is – I do like the cat sweater. It's cute.
You know who I thought you were going to pick?
Who?
Crystal.
I thought about her. Okay. So Crystal either looks really modest or she whips out like these surprises where she's like that lime green two-piece thing she wore. I don't remember. Maybe in Barcelona. Like that was so cute.
I like her white off like off the shoulder dress and it had like these rose looking things on it. Like when she does dress up, she dresses up.
She can pop out a good outfit
yeah.
every now and then.
Yeah. But
usually she looks very modest, mm-hmm. which is fine.
And this is
that's cute.
No, this is Beverly Hills.
So who is your favorite girl and who is your least favorite girl this season?
This season my favorite girl is Erica. Like, she's so funny. She's top tier funny. She's my favorite this season. I just really love her. My least favorite was Anne Marie or Crystal. They kind of, or Dorit. I feel like
those are your bottom three.
Yeah, they're my bottom three. I feel like all three of them were so annoying.
That's weird. You don't want to talk about esophaguses?
Esophaguses or hear about the same shit or keep hearing, you're a liar. You're a liar. And there's Crystal. She's a liar because there's actually times where she has said things and she's like, I never said that. And then it'll show a clip of where she did say it about the girls. Like she actually... it has been proven to be a liar. There's no clip of Anne Marie saying she's a doctor. So until I see that clip, I don't believe it. I think Crystal truly did misunderstand her profession. When she heard it, she probably heard anesthesiologist, not whatever Anne Marie is. That's not an anesthesiologist.
It sounds like anesthesiologist, though. It's an anesthetist or something.
I don't remember.
I probably sound really dumb right now, but it sounds like
very similar.
Could be an anesthesiologist. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your most memorable episode and which was your least memorable?
My most memorable was definitely Kyle's dinner. There was so much going on. First off, Camille Grammer's there. Faye Resnick's there. You got Denise Richards. I just feel like you got these extra added goodies.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
In the dinner. Then you have the regular cast. You got Sutton smoking weed at the table. You got
just pulling a joint out of her bag and lighting it up.
You got Denise going after Erica. You know what you did. Watch the show.
And Erica's like, no, I didn't. Like, can you just tell me? She's like, you know.
Denise was so messed up that even the chef was like, yo, dude, Denise is messed up.
She showed up messed up.
Then, of course, the epic, your jacket is on upside down. Just, that was a lot. That's a lot going on in that dinner party.
So much.
Oh, and then you have Garcelle going after Kyle about the ring on her hand and saying that it's a, what'd she call it?
She's like, we want to know about your marriage. And it's a makeup gift.
Yeah, or like an apology gift that basically.
An apology present?
Yeah, I don't remember what she called it, but. We know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys know what we're talking about, too, if you watch this.
There was just a lot going on, so that was my most memorable. It was a show of shit. It was just crazy.
And Sutton was also going after Kyle as well.
Oh, yeah, because, oh, poor Sutton.
Oh, my God.
Her husband's moving away, and she gets more money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's an excuse for her behavior.
Yeah. And, oh, poor Sutton. Now she's going to have her child all the time.
Yeah.
Welcome to parenthood. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
That dinner was just a lot. Yeah. That was definitely the most memorable. This wasn't in the same episode, but I wanted to throw this out as a most memorable. When Garcelle was sitting on the beach with her kid, her kids are just so mature. They're so sweet and nice for teenagers. I just feel like Garcelle is such a good mom and she has the best kids, and I love how she interacts and talks to her kids. Scenes with Garcelle's children are memorable to me also.
They're touching.
Yes, I love those.
Both of us are mothers, so to boys. We're boy mm-hmm. mothers. So like you just kind of understand how she feels. Like you can feel the love in that moment. And also I felt bad for her too, though, because you can see that she is experiencing some mom guilt, which all moms go through.
Mm-hmm.
They all go through it, no matter who you are. So to see her experience that, but to know her kids aren't holding anything against her, like,
no.
You're always your biggest critic.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really sweet.
And then my least memorable was, I originally put, I don't remember. When I went and looked at the recaps, Sutton's business anniversary party. You know, for her business that she did all by herself with no one's help except for the help of her ex-husband's money.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really boring because that was when Anna Marie was talking about Sutton's esophagus for hours. I think they even did a little like timeline recap.
Yeah. Talking to this person, this person, this person.
They even had the timestamp on there. She talked about it for 2 hours.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, how boring. What were your most memorable moments from the season and your least favorite?
This is why I feel like we're the soulmates, because for me also, it was that outrageous dinner party with Denise Richards. She was three sheets to the wind when she got there. She arrives on site fucked up, like slurring her words. And then the jacket thing. The jacket where Doree, I truly feel like, was trying to help her. I'm like, hey, yeah. Denise, you know, your jacket's on backwards. And she's like, your jacket's on backwards. And she's like, no. Like, I'm for real. I think your jacket's on backwards. And she's like, don't do this.
It was so crazy.
It's so crazy. And I hope that when Denise Richards watches this back, that she is embarrassed, because you should be.
Oh, didn't Denise Richards try to say that she wasn't on anything and that it was the chef's fault and he
yes
basically did that to her?
Yes. And the chef fired back and was like, absolutely not, like, hell no. We went over with everybody the dosages, we educate everybody. Denise asked for zero, she got zero. She visibly showed up on site fucked up. Because, like you said, the chef was like, dang, Denise Richards is effed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for her to try to pin it on a small business like that is really messed up.
Yeah, have some accountability. We're all adults. We've all gotten too drunk.
Of course.
That's just not okay. Have some accountability.
Yeah, that's not okay. And then another most memorable moment is when Erica brought up Denise Richards and her daughter's OnlyFans page
and was
like, so who makes more?
Did you know you can get a bundle of Denise Richard nude for $6.99?
And Denise was like, how dare you? And she's like, do you not know who I am? You think that I wouldn't go for the throat? Like, you don't think I'd low blow you?
Yeah, that was a pretty good scene, too.
Memorable. Iconic. My least favorite was listening to Anne-Marie go on and on and on about the esophagus. Like, mind your fucking business. Also seeing the interactions this season between Garcelle and Dorit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were a little unnecessary and redundant.
Those two didn't get along very well this season.
No, and maybe, you know, their personalities just don't mix. Like, maybe not everybody is meant to be friends. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that they should really be friends.
Or maybe they'll build a bridge and get over it and be friends.
Or maybe they'll film a next season with a little more drama. Who knows?
We'll find out.
So I feel like this season we saw a new side of Erica.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to ask, what are your thoughts on her this season versus last season?
I am so glad that last season is over for her and she can start to move on, because last season was a lot. How she didn't have a mental breakdown speaks volumes to how strong she is, because I feel like last season, she handled herself mostly well. There were a few scenes she could have done better.
Yeah. Seriously, she was under fire by everyone.
Yeah, given the situation, like they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Maybe she'll just be stronger and move on. And I'm glad that she's crying less this season, because I do like Erica and I want her to be happy and move
on. Yeah. I feel the same way. I really liked Erica this season. She was more calm, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. Like, she had more peace to her. And seems like she was kind of taking care of herself and the way she spoke to others better.
Yeah.
I feel the same.
What are your thoughts on her encyclopedia, Drunk Erica?
Yeah. Well, who knew she was such a vault of knowledge?
Seriously, I think she was impressing those other people at the table.
I know, right? And she was definitely impressing, like, all of her friends that she already knows, like the other housewives. Like, I thought it was so awesome. And she's so funny.
She's so funny,
but she really was somewhat knowledgeable, because the person she was speaking with was like, yeah, that's correct. Like, yeah, that's correct. And even she was like, oh.
Wow.
So maybe Erica should take Sutton's place as a socialite. Do you feel like she's pushing this apology thing a little too hard on everybody?
Yeah, I feel like it's in the past. Let's move on.
Yeah, like Crystal did apologize. Crystal apologized and was like, I'm sorry if I contributed to any of your pain or bad feelings, and Erica did appreciate the apology, but to just keep bringing it up, like, apparently, girl, you're not going to get an apology, and you shouldn't be forcing people to apologize to you.
Erica apologized to everyone in the beginning, I think on the first episode, like, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a good way for her to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting apologies, like you're saying, I don't want an apology if I have to keep asking for it.
Right.
If someone wants to apologize to her, I think it will mean more to her if she is patient and lets them do it on her own time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she can plant the seed. Maybe the girls will eventually apologize to her.
And if it does bother you so, so much, which it may bother her so much, don't be friends with these women. like, how much does it bother you?
Mm-hmm. All right. So I want to move away from Erica a little bit. And let's talk about our little Belle Sutton.
Sutton.
Is she from Georgia?
Yes. Augusta? Is it Augusta, Georgia? Mm-hmm.
I want to know, do you care about Sutton's small esophagus? And what are your thoughts on Anna Marie's super hyper-focus on the esophagus drama?
I could care less about Sutton's esophagus.
Okay. Weird.
Something that was potentially brought up was that Sutton had an eating disorder.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to lie. I kind of questioned because she is really tiny. And Kyle's like, you just push your food around on your plate. But neither here or there. It's nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares about her esophagus? Anne Marie? I feel like maybe Anne Marie was really trying to make a name for herself maybe on the show to like try and ruffle feathers. And
I think so too.
Yeah, so she can try and secure a spot on the show, because in the beginning she was not in the show. She wasn't in the credits or the openings or anything like that until Kyle's party.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's in the intro. Now she's a character. So
I think she was just trying to stir up some drama.
I would like to think that, because who the hell is so hyper focused on somebody else's esophagus?
Find something else to talk about. That's Bora boring.
Bora boring. Stupid. I have a question about Sutton too. So Sutton was totally on board to go to the Magic Mike show, but then freaked out whenever she was there.
Yeah.
Knowing she's going to Magic Mike. She knows what this is about. Why do you think she was freaking out? And don't say it was the ballet, because there's no way it was the ballet.
It was about the pants.
The pants.
She wore pants. Okay. She brought a bunch of cash, dollar bills. She was talking about how she brought panties and pants. And she was all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she really wanted to get on stage because they said, wear pants if you want to go on stage. The meltdown started as soon as they pulled a couple of girls on stage and it wasn't her.
Yep.
But if she wouldn't have been a freaking crybaby, sissy Lala, crying in the halls and having a little temper tantrum, she would have realized that she would have gotten brought up on stage next. Like, they couldn't have all the girls on the stage at once. They were took a few, returned a few, took a few, returned a few. She would have had a turn.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to wait your turn.
Just wait your turn.
Oh my gosh, that was so annoying.
So annoying.
I have this thing where I think that she's just really rich and she's used to getting what she wants and when she wants it. And when they don't get what they want, like Kathy Hilton, they wouldn't play her song. And she went into that like spiral. Okay, like no one likes being told no. No one likes not getting their way.
No.
But guess what? That's a fact of life. And I just noticed that maybe some of these girls who have a lot of wealth don't handle the word no very well. They have tantrums.
Mm-hmm. And it's so annoying as a grown person to watch who lives in the real world.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with the ballet. She wasn't thinking about the ballet when she was lighting up a joint at the dinner table.
Mm-mm.
It was about the pants. It was about her just not getting her way.
About the pants. Can we move on to Kyle real quick?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot to go over with Kyle.
There's a bit to go over with Kyle. So Kyle has been getting tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask, do you think she's getting them like in spite of her husband? Because I feel like he's made it really clear that he doesn't like them. And she keeps coming home and being like, do you want to see my new tattoo?
I think she's like almost like a rebellious teenager right now. And I'm living for it. because there probably is a part of her that is doing it just to spite him. And I like this Kyle. This Kyle, I really enjoy. I like seeing Kyle living for Kyle.
I do too.
She has been living for her husband, her family, her sister, her other sister, mm-hmm. her kids, nieces, nephews. Like, I like seeing her new attitude and just living for herself. I think at one point she's even said to Mo, she's like, listen, I'm at a point in my life where I'm going to do what I want. And I love that for her.
Yeah. And I think she also said in the show, like, well, you know, I was so great at being a wife and a mother and everything, but look what it got me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on?
At the end of the day, you have to make sure you're happy.
Like, mm-hmm. I agree.
Your kids are going to grow up. You got to make sure you're like taking care of you and making you happy.
She's not like she's getting any younger.
No.
Live your life. You've done your job.
Yeah. Piss everyone off. Who cares?
Piss them off.
So what are your thoughts on the announcement that Kyle and Mo are... It doesn't say that they're getting a divorce, I don't think, but it says they're separating.
I have two feelings about it.
Okay.
So it might be a little long-winded, but bear with me.
Let's go over your feelings.
I feel sad for them mm-hmm. because they have been together for so long and they have a family, and it's never easy to end a marriage, especially after 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us what the fuck it is. I think that he did cheat. I think he did cheat. Kyle doesn't say it, which is really fucking annoying throughout this whole thing. She doesn't say what it is, but she did say that she lost trust and couldn't come back. And I can't think of what else it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Where she, you know, like, what else would it be? And then they obviously aren't sleeping with each other and haven't been for a while because her husband didn't even know about certain tattoos or how many she had. And he's talked mm-hmm. about how he's never seen them. Like, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
And then something else that pisses me off is just recently I saw online that they have another TV show. And I think it's called Selling Beverly Hills. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. I briefly saw this, but I remember the information that I saw. Mm-hmm. They discuss what's going on in their marriage and their split on that show. And I kind of feel like, how much money are you profiting off of your divorce right now? Like, how much money are you profiting off of your split? Because you're holding certain information from us viewers that have been following you with Beverly Hills forever.
Right.
And then on another show that you have, that's where you're divulging the details.
It does seem kind of like they're monetizing it, doesn't it?
It does. It sure does.
Well, go them. Like, if you can monetize your divorce, good on you. I definitely couldn't figure out a way to monetize mine. It just cost me money.
Me too. That's a good way to look at it. You're so positive.
That just makes me want to watch that other show. So
I am going to be checking it out as soon as I find out the actual name of it. But it starts airing soon. And I'm not sure if it's a Bravo show. I actually think this is a show that Kyle produces. Again, don't quote me on that because that could be wrong. Just talking out of my butt.
Buying Beverly Hills?
Buying Beverly Hills. Yeah, see, that's so close.
Oh, it's a show about his agency.
Yeah, but they sit at a table with their family, their kids, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, your mom told me to start dating other people and that she doesn't care who I date and that she doesn't want me asking her who she's dating and that we're separated. Mm.
So when you were telling me about this, I thought it was a show just about Kyle and Mo's divorce. It's actually a show about Mo's business with his family. And then there's family, obviously, drama brought up into it. Okay. Caught up.
Yeah. And they just so happen to film this new season, I think it's only there. It's not an old show. So they just so happen to pick up filming during all this. Those are just
interesting.
My thoughts. How do you feel about their split?
Pretty much think exactly what you were saying. I'm sad. They always seem so happy. Mm-hmm. I did notice a change in Mo. Like when he became more successful, I think his ego and confidence kind of ballooned. And I noticed that he was traveling more, partying more. He was starting to use substances. And when I say substances, it's like marijuana. And I don't know if he'd always been doing that. But because remember that one time they were at dinner and Mo had taken too many and he was so high and he was hilarious. He was really funny. But like, I don't know. He just seemed to change a lot.
Conspiracy theory.
What?
What if the trust was lost? Because what if Mo started dabbling into other drugs?
Or dabbling into other people's pants at all these parties? I feel like a guy like him with money and fame, women just probably throw their tacos at him. It's like Taco Tuesday every day.
Taco Tuesday every day.
Every day. But like you, I think 27 years of marriage is something to be very, very proud of.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope that they can find happiness and stay friends.
Yeah, that they co-parent well together. And
yeah.
Yeah. I hope that too. I hope that too, because having like a nasty divorce, and you're a celebrity, so you know that it's being reported on. Like, our divorce isn't the same as their divorce.
No, they can monetize theirs. No one cares about giving us money for ours. Rude.
Well, let's move on from the depressing stuff and get into the real important stuff.
Like,
Kyle got to tattoo her initial on Morgan, her new friend.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tattoo my initial on you? Because, you know, like, we're totally great best friends.
Yes. I could do an M because your name is Megan and my son's name is Micah. And it both begins with an M. So it's M's for everyone.
M's for everyone. M&M's.
Can I put a J on you?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
We already have the matching tattoos. All the tattoos should just be about us. Fun fact, Jeanette and I both only have one tattoo, and we got it together last year.
It matches.
And they match, of course. Duh.
It's on the same arm, same location, same tattoo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got it on the same day.
Yeah, but Jeanette was way more brave about hers than I was about mine.
Yeah, Megan... I wish I could have been in the same room. I knew you were freaking out.
I wish you would have been in there too.
I knew you were freaking out, but I had my own business to take care of. So I had to leave you with Kirsten.
Yeah, so you can go get your own tattoo.
Yeah, I had to get tattooed alone by myself.
Why couldn't they just tattoo all three of us in the same room?
I think the tattoo people have like their own station room set up. I don't know.
Make an exception. So Kyle got a lot of backlash this season, I feel, regarding her fitness, her sobriety, and having a new group of friends. Yeah. Do you think it was messed up that the rest of the cast members were constantly questioning her about her decisions? Or do you feel like they should have been like supportive and proud if they were real friends?
I thought it was totally messed up. I would have been supportive and proud. Like, they are literally the what not to do.
Right?
Telling the person they're not any fun. I don't know. I just...
Being like,
I didn't like
well,
it.
Well, is there trouble in your marriage? Why are you working out so hard? Like...
I mean, obviously she's making a lot of changes and she's going through something.
And she admitted with the group in the very beginning. She's like, this has been a really hard year for me, like with my marriage. Like, she was upfront about that.
Yeah. And instead of supporting her, they were kind of just like kicking her while she was down. And there's obviously something going on, but at least she was having like healthy changes. It's not like she started doing meth and selling children. Like, she's working out and not drinking alcohol.
Right?
Give her a break. Like, come on.
And that's honestly something that Amory did say that I like. She's like, oh, so is there a problem with you being healthy and with you being sober? And I'm like, yeah, like, what's the problem?
Why is that a problem?
Yeah, and I liked Kyle this season. I really did. Yeah. And I do understand that you do, when your life is kind of chaos, like, you start changing. And I'm just happy that she chose healthy changes, like you said.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I want to talk about Kyle's white party that was in the SoFi Stadium and cost, oh, how much did it cost? $400,000?
Yeah.
What? What are you even buying? That is just mind blowing.
She bought the stadium.
Did she buy the whole stadium?
But gosh dang, was it gorgeous, right?
It was really pretty, but I will say it looked kind of boring. I don't know. The vibe was off. I feel like some of her past white parties seemed like they had more energy. This one was kind of awkward because I guess of the whole Mo situation. I don't know. But anyways, would you want your name in the middle of the dance floor of your $400,000 party?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for asking. It's because I'm vain and it's my party and I want everyone to know it.
Kyle.
But in all actuality, if you're spending $400,000 on a party, how do you not know
what's going on the dance floor?
Yeah. How do you not know the plans and what's going on? Because I think that's fucking weird.
I also thought it looked a lot like Kylie, like her brand logo.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
It reminded me of that. I don't know.
Because it's all caps?
I guess. The font. Sans serif.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could see that.
Did you like Kyle's white party dress? She had to brush it. It had like long threads. Would you want to brush your dress? Did you like it?
You know, I don't even brush my hair. Like, her dress is pretty. Like, it's cool, but it's stupid. It's stupid. I would hate to have to brush a dress because I feel like whenever you're moving, it's just getting tangled. Like, tangled. That seems stupid to me. And like I said, I brush my hair once a week, if that. So I couldn't imagine brushing a dress throughout an entire party. And who's brushing it for her? Is someone coming up all throughout the party brushing her sleeves?
What did you think about Erica's performance?
It was okay, I guess. You could barely hear her lip sync.
Uh-huh.
And it was so much, like, the music part was so loud, but the vocal part was so quiet that I don't even know if she has talent. You know what I mean? I will say she's a showman. I loved her outfit.
Oh, her outfit was to die for.
I loved her outfit. I loved her her robe with the hood. I wanted to hear her vocals. And I know that she's going to be lip syncing. Uh-huh. I get that. But I want to hear it louder. Okay.
You've never heard her song before? Yeah, it's expensive to be me.
A little bit, but I wanted to hear it. This is a $400,000 party at a stadium. Step it.
All right. I didn't know you were such a performance critic. I guess I just learned something new about you today.
Of course I am. All right. So Anne Marie was introduced to us this season. Do you want to see more of her next season or could you care less?
Right now I could care less. Mm-hmm. I was excited to have her. I really was. I was like, cool. I love it when they introduce new girls.
A new addition.
But then when she just was talking about the esophagus on and on and on, boring. I don't know. But I do feel like everyone deserves a second chance. So I guess I would like to see her come back, but I hope she can talk about colons next time.
Yeah, we would rather hear about colons than esophagus.
Yeah, maybe colons, orifices. I don't know. I just don't want to hear the word esophagus come from her.
Okay. This question is about Barcelona. Whenever Sutton took all the girls to Barcelona so she can do her symbolic Ashra Liesel. That doesn't sound right. Ashra Lease. sounds like ass release.
Her ashing.
Yeah, her ashing. Her sentimental ashing. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts when Sutton threw Merce over the edge and he flew into the girl's hair, mouth, and clothes instead of the ocean?
Merce got out of the purse. He was like, I'm done. Oh my gosh. So I feel like it's very nice to have like an ash release, and the flower necklaces were pretty, and obviously Barcelona's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But why did she wait so long? She said she'd had him for like 10 or 12 years. What are you doing? Why now?
I think it's crazy that she kept Merce's ashes but lost her father's.
Yeah, that was also another great point. But yeah, the ashes being distributed and then flying onto the girls, I hated that. That's literally the worst case scenario. That is the what not to do at an ash ceremony.
Yeah, I feel like it almost would have been better if Sutton got down on the ground, like on her belly, and took the box and or bag or whatever and put it down over the cliff and then dumped it out.
Yeah, like lightly sprinkle it towards the ground, not like throw it in the sky towards the wind.
Yeah, and it's all over Garcelle. You can see, oh God, you can see it on her clothes, poor Garcelle.
And then it's like you have these ashes being thrown on you. And how do you freak out and gross out and be respectful at the same time? Like
how do you do that?
It is so awkward.
How you do that?
Yeah, that's my thoughts. Why'd she wait so long? She did it wrong. Merce is out of the purse.
Merce is out of the purse. Oh my God. And I have one more question.
Okay.
It's about PK, Dorit's husband.
Oh.
It's a two-parter. One, do you think he's a fucking dick? And two, he spends this season, he has been spending a lot of time in London. And I know that he has another child over there.
Oh.
Do you think that he's working, or do you think that he's playing hubby to his ex-wife or ex-lover or whatever, because Dorit is kind of insufferable? Also, Dorit keeps saying, like, I need you here. I need you here. And he's just like, okay, well, I'm leaving.
Well, as for him being a dick, he does... Well, okay, so he started off the season celebrating their anniversary with the pretty woman anniversary thing, which I felt was kind of awkward, but, you know, you do you, booze. If that's what you like, I guess, whatever.
Wasn't Julia Roberts in that movie a prostitute?
Yeah, she was a prostitute.
Yeah, so I feel like that's a little insulting.
It's weird. It's definitely weird. And then for her to kind of like give him a speech about how he can't surprise her and because of her PTSD, and he was kind of like, ugh, this is annoying. He doesn't get it. And that can seem kind of dicky. I guess he doesn't have much empathy about it.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Like, if he lacks empathy, not if he's a dick.
Yeah. You can't spell lack of empathy without D-I-C-K.
That's true.
So I don't know. He's not being a very good husband right now. And same thing with the spending all of his time in London. I don't know what PK does over there. But why is he there? Why can't she go? I feel like if my husband was spending a month in London, I would go with him.
Well, that's another thing, because he keeps extending it and extending it. Like, she keeps thinking he's coming home.
Oh, and he's not.
And he keeps extending it.
Well, that's a good point. It's relevant. Like, because she said she homeschools her kids. So that wouldn't be an issue to bring the kids. I don't know. There's something going on.
Unless she can't go visit him because PK is staying at his ex's house with his other child.
Oh my God. You're going in deep on this. conspiracy theory.
I think it's weird.
Well, time will tell. I did, when I was watching the recaps, Erica predicted that Dorit and PK would be the next couple to split. It seems like when there's rumors and nastiness, there's some truth behind the rumors.
And nastiness.
Yeah, so like where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know. Maybe they are talking about splitting. Maybe they will be the next.
You know what husband and wife combo I do like is Crystal and her husband.
Oh, yeah, they're cute. Yeah.
I think they're really cute together.
Yeah, I do too. That's a good point. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, I feel like they mesh well together, and they're a good match.
Yeah, they seem like a good match. Sir Match-a-Lot.
What do you think about Dorit calling Crystal a child bride?
I don't know. It kind of speaks to me how little everyone knows about Crystal. Because even though she's been on here for a couple of seasons, I still don't feel like I know anything about her. I think Dorit should at least know something about her. Like Crystal was saying, she built $100 million business. What business? I guess I have to Google it. What are you doing, girl?
I would like to know what her business is, because I didn't even know that she had a business until she said something. And I would like to know, what is it that you do?
I guess she has a coconut water company with her family. Like me, I'm assuming her brother. I don't know. We obviously need to research. Is that something new, or is that... I don't know. This requires way too much research, and I don't have the brain power.
Speculating.
Speculate. So child bride, if Crystal was a child bride at 24, then I guess I was an infant bride. Me. Because I got married at 19. So
cute infant.
Whoa. Rude. That was rude, Dorit.
I think it was rude too. And sometimes I feel like Dorit does say some really off the wall shit. All right. Well, I think that this pretty much wraps up the entire season of Real Housewives Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now we're just waiting for all the pieces of the reunion to come out.
Yeah, they started coming out today. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely be doing another episode recapping the reunion. But next episode, we are going to talk more about the new season of Vanderpump Rules. I'm excited about that.
Me too.
And then we decided that we are going to start a new season of The Amazing Race.
Yeah, we're really excited to start discussing The Amazing Race. Jeanette had me look into it because I'd never really seen it. But I am obsessed. I completed an entire season, like the whole last season, within, what, 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, you were hyper-focused and I loved it.
Oh my gosh.
And it made her cry and she loved it. So
freaking loved it.
And when you're pumped up about it, it makes me even more pumped about it. So I cannot wait.
Me too. I am so excited and I can't wait to talk about it.
Well, that's the plan, y'all.
All right. So we'll see you next week, or talk to you next week. Whatevs. Hey, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.